This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys know who Kamala Harris is, senator out of California that took over for Barbara Boxer. And she's got a sign outside of her office that reads in Spanish, "Dreamers are welcome here." Yet, she wouldn't meet with angel families. Angel families are the people who've had a relative killed in an act by an illegal. And in fact, her staff threatened to call the police if angel families did not leave her office. I would have made them call the police. I would have filmed it. I would have made them call them. We're here to meet with our senator. We want to talk about how citizens of America are being killed by non-citizens. And we're looking at a sign on the outside of Kamala Harris's office that reads in Spanish, "Dreamers are welcome here. Illegals are welcome here, including those who kill American citizens." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You can catch the show anytime you want on demand. Go back and listen to archive shows. They're fun. They're hilarious. We do lots of cool things here, like reporting the facts in what we hope is an entertaining way. And as I tell people all the time, this is not a news program. This is an opinion show. And whether if you ask me about Martians, of which I've never seen, I'm going to give you my opinion. And my opinion is going to be 100% right.
Kevin, how do you know there's Martians?
I don't. You know, if you ask me a fake news story and you say, "Kevin, give me your comment on a fake news story," I'm going to give you my comment on a fake news story, and my comment is going to be 100% correct. You want to know why? My comments are my opinions, and my opinions are mine and mine alone. I mean, we can share them. Oh, yeah, we can share. I'm happy to share. However, my opinions are mine and therefore 100% correct based on my life. And by the way, so are yours. And the only difference between you and me at times is I'm unafraid to say my opinion about anything, about the LGBT community, about the Me Too movement and feminists, about Latinos, blacks, Guatemalan midgets. You bring it up, I will give you my opinion. And I'm not going to take it back or retract it or go, because it is. It's an opinion. And because I know this in my heart, I mean no malice to anybody, bring it.
Kevin, you said this about women.
No, I said this about certain women. I have no blanket feelings about anything except sometimes pedophiles. But outside of that, I don't really care. I don't care what you do. I don't care, you know, whatever. Pick your poison, as they say. Kevin, I like you. I date my cars. Okay, congratulations. I hope they're nice ones. No, I got a gremlin. Okay, then. You know, I'm not going to, I may comment about it. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to get all into your business about cars, but there are nicer looking cars than a Gremlin or a Pacer, okay? You could do better. But I don't, you know, the rest of it's of non-issue to me. And I think, by the way, it's pretty much that way for us, too. For most of us listening to the program, you guys listening to the program, you don't care what other people, what people do. You don't care about their lives. What you care about, I'm going to speak for you for a second. You care about when what they do infringes on yours. If dating your car becomes an issue and somebody says, "Kevin, you now have to pick up the insurance on a dude's car because he sees that as his LGBT woman or whatever." You know what I'm saying? His LGBT mate. No, I'm not paying for somebody's insurance because they got some kind of fetish or quirk or whatever. No, I don't get my indulgences paid for. I happen to like being on yachts and hanging out with beautiful people. Will somebody pay for that? I like flying around in private planes. I don't do it very often, but when I do, I have my Dos Equis. Okay? What are you talking about? We don't care. Hey, leftists, get this. I know people want to convince you otherwise. We don't give a crap about your miserable lives. What we give a crap about is every time you have misery, you want us to fund it. Will you fund my sexual promiscuity? And then will you help me kill my baby? I mean, kill my tissue? And then, will you let Planned Parenthood sell it? No. No, 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 no. If you want to have sex unprotected, and you want something to protect yourself, that's on you. That's on you. And if you don't, and you have a baby, don't be mad at me because I don't want you to kill the kid. And certainly don't be mad at me because I go after Planned Parenthood for selling black baby tissue. You're putting on, oh, you're using makeup? You don't like black people, do you? Yeah, you're using black people baby tissue there, girlfriend. If we sold, look, by the way, just while we're on that subject, if we sold it that way, that, you know, find out that Maybelline or, I don't know who the big, Maybelline's pretty old. What's the new, what's some of the big makeup companies now? Anyway, if they were using black baby tissue and we were like, ooh, girl, you put that black baby tissue on your face. Look at you. You're racist. We could sell it that way. I mean, it would be like clubbing baby seals, for goodness sakes. Why can't we sell the act of abortion that way, that they use baby tissues to do all these other things? Oh, yeah, your retinol on your top of your skin trying to look all younger, killing black babies. Look at you, your black baby killer with your big old pasted face back. That would make people take, Hollywood would get behind a cause like that. Don't kill the black babies for the sake of the tissues, you know, or for the sake of your skinny face or your pulled up face. We could do something creative. You guys know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. But we don't do that. No, no, no. So we get these crazy people. We get Kamala Harris, a sitting senator, who's got a sign above her desk, I mean outside of her office, in Spanish, no less. Dreamers are welcome here. I was shopping the other day. I went to a store. I had to get a shirt. And I didn't have to get a shirt, but I needed to get a shirt. And the announcements are, I'm not even kidding. They don't even make the announcement in English. The announcements were in Spanish. This is a regular chain, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, I was trying to look for like a $20 shirt. I'm not going to name the franchise, but it was in Spanish. I was listening. I understand Spanish and I'm going, they just told me that there's going to be a special on, you know, in this particular item on this aisle. I was like, what? In Spanish? It didn't freak me out, but it was like, you got to be. And I'm waiting to hear the English version. Like, okay. But they didn't. You want to know why? Because it was an article that was geared towards the Hispanic population. You know, that wasn't sombreros or them roach killer boots that'll back a roach in a corner and go, I got you. No, it wasn't those. But it was kind of like that. And I couldn't believe it. It was like, man, you know, it's like you're not even in America. And by the way, I don't care. I speak enough Spanish to get by so I can understand it, but I just found it interesting. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's jump into the news of the day here.
Yeah.
So we're seeing some efforts from House Democratic leadership to try to postpone or put off the State of the Union address because of the shutdown. Does it really make any sense whatsoever to try to do that? And do people honestly believe that they're either going to silence President Trump or end the partial shutdown by taking away the House chamber cameras from it?
Listen, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it makes a lot of sense. Nancy Pelosi is terrified, number one, of her extreme left-wing base. She is captive of them. And number two, the position of congressional Democrats in this shutdown is objectively unreasonable. So in 2013, Chuck Schumer and every Senate Democrat voted in favor of 350 miles of border wall.
Right.
They have right now shut the government down to stop 234 miles of border wall. Now, I don't know how you explain why you voted for 350 miles, but you shut the government down to stop 234 miles. That is incoherent. The honest answer, it's not a substantive disagreement. It's that they're terrified of their extreme left wing who hates Trump. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having a shutdown. So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people. And she doesn't want people focusing on the substance of this issue. She wants their information to come from the mainstream media rather than to come directly from the president. Listen, it's the same reason. You remember back right before the shutdown when the president met with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office, and it was a remarkable meeting. Mm-hmm. I thought the funniest and most revealing moment was when Pelosi said multiple times, please, can we turn the cameras off? Can we get the reporters out of here? She didn't want people to see then that their position was objectively unreasonable. The president has said he's willing to compromise, he's willing to negotiate, but we need to secure the border. The president's right on that. Their position is not defensible, so of course she's trying to hide from the cameras, and I don't think we should let her.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Ted Cruz is starting to, he's got that, like the beard that's got the gray that goes down both sides. Kind of like a Wolverine looking thing or something. I don't know why he's rocking that. He'd be better off trying to look a little younger, but that's just my opinion. I like Ted. He's a bit of a hothead, but, he nailed that. I mean, there's no question Nancy Pelosi does not want Donald Trump to have the public, you know, looking directly at him. I just told you guys a minute ago, Kamala Harris has a sign out in front of her office, Dreamers are welcome here, in Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
Yeah, welcoming dreamers. And kicked people out, kicked citizens out who want to complain to their senator about their relatives being killed by illegals. I mean, if Democrats think they're going to win on this issue, they are so wrong, so wrong. But hey, who are we to try to correct them? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. Fox News reported anti-Trump comedian Rosie O'Donnell revealed that she believes the president won't get elected to a second term because he's going to get arrested. Here's what she had to say.
Should not be president, and I don't believe that he's a legitimate president. We are alive, awake, and we are woke. People are embarrassed and ashamed of who he is, and that come election day, we're going to stand up at the polls and let him know.
That's if he makes it to election day. TMZ asked her if she thought that he was going to win his re-election. She says, no, he's not. She says, I certainly do not. I think he will be arrested. And when she was pressed, you know, she says, I believe in America. I believe in our political system. I believe we will right the wrong of tyranny of Donald Trump. Yeah. Wishful thinking, folks. Based on what? I know. Based on this new Cohen thing, right? This new Cohen story by BuzzFeed. Oh, my gosh. We covered this earlier where the BuzzFeed, right, the person who wrote the story is a known prefabricator. Yeah, manufactures the news. They know this. And major news, there's not a news outlet on these fake news outlets, not one, including CBS and NBC. I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm talking about every single one of these outlets ran with a story that they know is a lie. It's amazing to me to watch this stuff. Wow. Oh, well, I don't know what else I can tell you about Rosie. I mean, I thought she was gone. But here's what I can say about her. When you watch Rosie O'Donnell, and she's, I mean, the passion that she has against Donald Trump. And I want you to just, I don't have any evidence of this, but here's what I'll tell you. Go back 4 or 5 years ago and have Rosie O'Donnell talk about Donald Trump. Well, that's not true. Because she's been one that's been critical of him for over women things. They've had issues going back and forth. So let's not use her. But look at some of these women that formed the Women's March, and they want to march against Donald Trump, which, by the way, it's coming up here, isn't it? Maybe it's was it over the weekend? I think it was. But anyway, when he first got inaugurated and they were marching against Donald Trump, go back, look at Ashley Judd, Madonna, any of them. Go back pre-Trump presidency. I'm talking about declaring anything at all and see how much negativity, how much passion that these people have against Donald Trump then. And it's not much, if any. But I'll still use Rosie. So Rosie O'Donnell may have a personal thing against Trump, which she can't. That's her prerogative. I mean, they've had an ongoing battle where Trump has called her a pig, and she is. Rosie O'Donnell is a pig. She's a pig against her daughter. Her daughter doesn't like her, and I'm not going to bring kids into the mix because kids can be screwed up. Believe me, I've got three sons in one relationship and one in another, and my older three sons, their mom did a number on them, and so I understand it. I understand how kids can get jacked up. But to get jacked up to the degree of Rosie O'Donnell's kids, I don't know. They are adopted, and I do understand the perils of having adopted kids, because having gotten over 1,000 kids adopted and understanding what the parents go through when these kids come out of foster care, it's tough. It's very tough. But that notwithstanding, I just look at the entirety of Rosie O'Donnell's work and specifically her personal life, and I say, this chick, she's deranged. I mean, she's not even reasonable in dealing with Donald Trump. I think he will be arrested. Arrested for what? Arrested for what? Give me some reason to, well, he's going to get arrested for treason. Okay, well, how's he going to get arrested for treason? Because while he was president, he certainly hasn't done anything that's treasonable. If you're saying prior to this, during his campaign, well, there's no evidence of treason. I mean, I don't want to rehash this stuff here. To me, it's boring. But you get what I'm saying. Give me something reasonable to work with so we have at least some common ground. For the leftists, it's just, I hate him. With Obama, I didn't like Obama, but I could give you, I could say, look, I don't like Obama. I don't think I even like him personally, but I'm not mad at him. I'll give you reasons to why I don't want him to be president. But it wasn't vitriolic. These people, it is. Oh, anyway, we got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week as the partial government shutdown continues. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Walker tells Fox News President Trump is doing what he can to sweeten the pot for the Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi has continued to use a terminology immoral. I'm kind of getting weary of those who are saying that Speaker Pelosi is only trying to appease the very hard radical left. She is the radical left. Republicans have continued to try to move to find some kind of middle ground.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox News that his team has communicated with special counsel Robert Mueller's team about last week's false BuzzFeed news article on the president, which both sides seem to agree is false. And on this Martin Luther King Day, most banks are closed and you won't get any mail today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, I've seen some crazy stuff in the 10 plus years that I've been now dedicated to talking about politics, political commentary. I've seen crazy stuff. We study academia because we have an organization called Seeking Educational Excellence that's trying to get rid of political correctness in academia. And by the way, if you're interested in being a part of that in any way, send us a note to kjradio.com because we need people. We need people monitoring schools and writing articles about what's going on around in campuses. And we have the articles. We just have to put them, repurpose them for our what we're trying to do. But we'd love that. We'd love for you to engage with PTO organizations in your, you know, in your hometown. We've got to get rid of this political correct nonsense in schools. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the very story I'm about to tell you right now, this is a article I read in The Hill. And it says, Generation Z may be the most liberal demographic yet. Generation Z, that means the kids that are coming out of school. What I want you to understand, everybody, is you have witnessed a conveyor belt of leftism that's been running for decades. And there's very little pushing back against it. The only thing pushing back against it are what we call common sense. And I'll be blunt with you. I don't do anything special on this program outside of exercise common sense. And common sense got me fired from Fox, but you know what? Screw Fox. Common sense, when we lose that, we're done. Losing common sense means you're going to lose your ability to speak. You're going to lose your First Amendment rights. Anyway, you're listening to Kevin Jackson Exercising Common Sense, by the way, for those newbies listening. KJRadio.com. You can call me at 844-551-8255. This ability for us to, I mean, we've just been watching this ignorance come off the conveyor belt. And I don't care what your, it used to be it was limited to liberal arts. You know, people taking sociology and all these other artsy-fartsy classes. Now, this thing is in every aspect of academia, folks. I'm talking about people that are in microbiology are talking about social justice. I mean, don't think I'm kidding you. I have a list of stories, a list of things that will just blow you away over what these people are talking about and what they're doing. And while they're the most, the Generation Z is the most liberal, they are really and truly the anti of everything that they claim that they are. because they've been trained in leftism. Leftism is relative. It's relative racism. It's relative sexism. It's relative homophobia. You know, it's however they deem it at the time. And you can't keep up. Anyway, The Hill wrote this. A generation of post-millennials is poised to enter the electorate as perhaps the most liberal age cohort ever, fueled by unprecedented diversity and expansive views of the role of government. On issues ranging from the treatment of racial minorities to climate change to diversity in society, the post-millennial generation, dubbed Generation Z by demographers, looks a lot more like the millennial generation than their parents in the Generation X or the baby boom generation, according to Pew Research. This is scary to me. My youngest son, we were talking about something, and I made a girl made a comment. It was on the radio, and he goes, "Ooh, harsh." And it was a comment that when I was growing up, we would have been like, pfft. But he was like, "Whoa, that was harsh." And I go, "What was harsh about it?" He goes, she's just kind of mean, you know? And I didn't say anything because I got to be honest with you. There's a part of me that goes, am I sort of imprinting too much of my view? Because, you know, he's got to grow up and face a different world than I do. I'm armed for it. You know, but I'm at an age, you know, it's kind of like listening to your 80-year-old grandpa saying, "I'll just go and put a bullet in his head," you know, because he's going, "I got 2 years left max. I can serve that out in prison," right? But if you're 23, it may not be the best advice to listen to old great-grandpa saying, "Here's what I'd do." You get what I'm saying? Fox fired me for calling up Blasey Ford and all those other women lying skanks. Okay, great. If I'm never on Fox again, I ain't going to miss it. You miss it. "Kevin, why aren't you on Fox?" I have to tell everybody. I got fired. What? No, go look it up. Go look it up. I had one of my PR team tell me, "Kevin, when you search for you, now the thing that comes up most is he was fired from Fox. We need to change that." I'm like, I don't care. I really don't. What's it going to do? Kevin got fired. How many people been fired from Fox? A bunch. You know, life doesn't end. It goes on. So, you know, and quite frankly, my goal in life, one of my missions is make Fox have to make that phone call. "You know what, Kev? Listen, you got some time when you're in New York to stop by and have a meeting? Maybe. What do you want to talk about?" And you know who can help do that? You. You're important, not Fox. Fox is listening to you. If you jumped on them and said, "Man, you guys suck. You know, you've been watered down. You know, how many times can you interview Dan Bongino?" I mean, Dan has his own show. They just spread it out among 15 other shows. He and I were talking about this. I said, "Man, you got a show." But, I mean, look, if my opinion isn't fresh and funky enough for you and you got somebody else who can do it better, fine. I don't think they do. I don't think Fox has anybody close to me. And I'm not trying to be, you know, cocky about it, but I don't. But here's my point. I'm going to say what I say. And I'm trying to delicately teach my son how to learn how to pick his battles. Because let me tell you, you don't want to be 20 years old and ostracized. But I want him to be able to be that and not have to worry. Maybe it just means I got to leave him a ton of money. But I'm telling you, it's ridiculous now what's going on. They say Generation Z takes an even more liberal view of the role of government in society than do the millennials. 7 in 10 members of Generation Z say the government should do more to solve problems, while just 29% say that the government is doing too many things better left to businesses and individuals. Just under 2/3 of millennials say government should do more. About half of those in Gen X and in the baby boomer generation agree. Many of the attitudes held by Generation Z, those born after 1996, who are now between the ages of 13 and 21, are formed through experience with an unprecedented level of racial and societal diversity. And here's what's funny. Unprecedented levels of diversity? Go look at the amount of money that's being spent on diversity. We did a thing on this a while back, and it's mind-boggling. How much they spend. I mean, University of Michigan, we talked about it. It was like $80, $90 million a year. It's a crazy number. that they spend on diversity. And I'm going to get the actual numbers because I don't want to be lying about it. But it's millions of dollars, okay? And the highest paid, they have 93 people that do diversity. I would say the median income, median is around $80,000 a year for those 90 people. One, the person who's the head of diversity and inclusion, I think is what they call it, it makes almost $407,000+ a year. I mean, it's a person with a degree that essentially says, hey, listen, I'd like to see more blacks and more browns and more Asians or whatever, and let's work for that. Okay. You know, unbelievable. HR has transformed in America because it's no longer about doing the best job for the company. It's about the mix within the company. It's crazy. They go on, most of the attitudes they said, here's what they said. They're overwhelmingly the most racially and ethnically diverse generation we've seen. They're on track to be the most well-educated generation we've seen. They're less likely to drop out of high school and more likely to go to college. Let me tell you something. That is the problem. Not about dropping out of high school and going to college. The problem is that's the cycle that they want them on. That's the treadmill. Get them out of high school and into college, no matter what level they are. Get them into something. Make them think they have a degree that means something. It gets out of college. But more importantly, college is where that indoctrination occurs. It would scare you. I'm going to read off some of these things one of these days that we found. I'll do one school. I'll pick Harvard, for example. And I'll just tell you all the things that are happening at Harvard that would blow your mind. Anyway, they say one measure of the evolution of the youngest generation is that more than a third of them, 35%, know someone who prefers to be addressed using gender-neutral pronouns, compared with just a quarter of millennials and less than a sixth of Generation X. So they're measuring people by saying, "Or how do you stand up with this whole gender issue?" You know, wow. They look pretty similar to millennials in terms of their liberal values and their openness to societal changes. That's the part that should scare you the most. We're raising a generation of people who don't understand us. They don't understand anything that we stand for. And we're letting it happen. It's happening right before our eyes, folks. Gotta wake up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every time you see a young kid, the 13-year-old kiddos, I think they said 13 to 21, they call them Generation Z, you better educate them. You got to get in their faces. You got to explain things to them. If you have kids that age, grandkids that age, you better jump in the middle of them. These people don't have a clue how things work. And if you allow them to continue the way they are, the demographic of this nation is going to change very dramatically over the next, when these 13-year-olds over the next 5-6 years, when they become able to vote, It's shocking how detached they are from the real world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We just covered some of the stats of the Generation Z folks. Here's one. About 6 in 10 members of Generation Z says forms or online profiles that ask about gender should include options other than man or woman. 57% say they are very comfortable referring to someone else by a gender-neutral pronoun, slightly lower than the 59% of millennials who say the same, but far higher than in older generations. They pretty much look similar to millennials in their liberal values and openness to societal change. That's Generation Z, folks. Scary out there. And I'm witnessing it firsthand. Nephews and nieces and, you know, people that you just go, wow, these kids. I'll put it to you this way. I saw Saving Private Ryan again the other day, pieces of it. I don't watch it anymore because I can't stand Tom Hanks. But I watched that beach landing, and I think to myself, we'd lose the war. Today we'd lose the war. I have to believe we've got a military that's willing to go fight. I have to believe that. But I'm talking about if we had to recruit and get kids to join. I don't know. I don't have the comfort I had in the old days where I said, man, shoot, me and a bunch of my buddies, we would enlist and we would go, you know, some of us would die, but we'd go over there and kick whoever's butt we needed to kick for the sake of America. We don't have that anymore with these kids. This report from The Hill goes on to say the youngest generation, too, is more likely to support protests by the NFL players who kneel during the national anthem, a favored boogeyman for Donald Trump, for President Trump. 6 in 10 members of Generation Z, approve of the protest, about the same as the number of millennials who do. Majorities of every older generation disapprove of the NFL protests. Folks, you're watching a pendulum swing right before your very eyes. And my question to you is, what are you doing? You know, I know Charlie Kirk and TPUSA are trying to reach these folks. These stats tell me they're not reaching them. I'm not trying to decry TPUSA. They do a great job. I'm a huge fan of Charlie's, known him since he started it. But what's going on? Are we reaching them? Pretty soon it's not going to be about the black vote. It's going to be about this Generation X and Generation Z. They say just 3 of 10 members of Generation Z approve of Trump's job performance, almost identical to his approval ratings among millennials. Trump's approval rating is north of 50% among only one age cohort, the silent generation, those between the ages of 73 and 90. In 5 years, let me ask you, where is that generation going to be? They're going to be gone. If you are not out there sounding the trumpet, blowing the trumpet for Trump, the Trump trumpet, and letting these kids know that they are in the midst of the best presidency in the history, in their lives, and in modern history, possibly in the lives of their parents, possibly in the lives of their grandparents. We're in trouble. 73 to 90. Look, I've been talking about this for a decade. I would say I go to do an event. The average age in that event, if it's in the 60s, I'd be shocked. It's certainly early 60s. The average age is probably 67. I'm not kidding. I've been at events. I love these people. I spoke at the Villages to probably 250 people, and I bet you 100 of them are no longer here. It's been 8 years ago. There were people in there, the oldest lady, I think, because I asked, I said, who's the oldest person here? And a lady raised her hand. She was like 93 or 95, but she was a firecracker, man. I gotta say, we've had everybody come through here. The presidents of the United States have spoken at this place here, and you are by far the best speaker. I was like, hey, thanks, Grandma. But she's gone. I mean, 73 to 90 is the only generation that gave Donald Trump a 50% approval. Now, I don't know that I completely agree with those numbers, but I'm not going to be that's not a poll that I'm going to I'm going to try to disparage. I think that there could very well be some truth to that. They say the new report shows a potentially significant generational schism between the country's youngest and oldest Republicans, one that is likely to influence debates within the GOP if those attitudes hold. Gen Zers who say they are members or lean toward the Republican Party are more likely than older Republicans to say that racial diversity is a good thing for the country and that immigrants have a positive impact on the country. It's this propaganda war that we're losing. Trump is winning it on some levels, but he's not winning it on others because it's the messenger. That's why when people come to me, they'll say, Kevin, we're going to donate to your charity because you're the messenger who can get this done. And I, you know what? I'm not going to tell you I don't believe them. I do. I literally had meetings with some very wealthy guys, and I said, they told me point blank, Kevin, we don't know anybody else who can do this. Now, I know there are people out there that can do it, but I'm just saying they haven't run into them, and they're going, we need your voice out there. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm really not. I'm telling you, Donald Trump can only do so much. People have their attitudes about him. It's like when my friends at a rich white Republican said, Kevin, I can't go out there and talk to blacks. I have no credibility. You do. Very true. It's a true statement. It's sad to say. These are very accomplished men, accomplished women. And they can't, they can't say it because they're afraid or it'll be considered racist, whatever. They said, by contrast, those in Generation Z who identify with or lean toward the Democratic Party are virtually identical to Democrats in older generations on everything from the role that the government plays to the benefits of diversity and immigration. Let me interrupt here by saying, when you see how well the youth have mapped to the Democrats, you have your answer. You have your understanding of what's happening here. The Democrats have put in an indoctrination system that will not let these kids think differently. They don't think for themselves. If we don't change this, that's why I started Seeking Educational Excellence, because .org, because I said these political correctness, the social justice agenda in colleges and universities has become so pervasive, your tax dollars are going towards your demise. These people are reckless in ways I cannot explain to you. We've got a few. Let me see if I have this up, because I want to just show you something here. These are targets. I wasn't even going to do this, but I'll do one or two of them. So these are egregious acts, and I'm just going to do Harvard. Harvard Law School is currently offering a class dedicated to the impeachment and removal by other means of President Trump. It's called Constitutional Law 3.0, The Trump Trajectory. It's being taught by Lawrence Tribe, a high-ranking professor at Harvard Law, who's appeared in numerous TV and print interviews calling for Trump's impeachment. Here's another one. A Harvard University professor, Dr. Jonathan Walter, called the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization, adding that Congress must act on gun control. He also declared that cultural anxiety, toxic masculinity, racial, religious, and ethnic bigotries are eating away at the soul of this nation, causing us to, quote, elect a madman to the presidency. Harvard University currently offers a course designed to teach students how feminism and gender theory benefit the practice of science. Transforming Scientific Knowledge, Science and Feminism is a 4-credit sophomore level class taught by Professor Heather Shattuck Hydorn and is offered through the school's Studies of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Department. Here's one more. The office of the BGLTQ Student Life at Harvard released a new school-sponsored guide in 2017 telling students to fight transphobia, get the facts about gender dysphoria. The guide, which was distributed to students on campus, declares that there are more than two sexes and gender is fluid and changing. That's just a few, folks. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I will talk to you again soon.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.